Hi, my name is Carolina Silva. My pronouns are she, hers, ella, and I am currently the executive director at Scholarship AZ. We're an immigrant youth-led organization that transforms barriers into access for undocumented youth. When I think of inspired inclusion, I think about individuals and groups who have been really adamant about challenging institutions and policies to question the status quo and to do better for different communities. So I think when I was thinking of what an example of that in my life has looked like, because I grew up as an undocumented student, I thought about my own college experience, and I thought about the fact that I couldn't go to a public institution because I didn't qualify for in-state tuition, so I went to a private one. And in that institution, there was more flexibility for me to be supported through the system and structure, but ultimately, it was really the people. It was like my own professors and mentors who were always advocating for me, vouching for me to get additional funding to be able to enroll. Or there was a program director who actually let me apply to a program even though I was not eligible, right? Because she like saw something in me and saw that potential that I think allowed me to get to where I am today. So in my own experience, I think of the individuals who push for access and equity beyond what is already available, because a lot of times institutions tend to say, well, we already have this policy, so like we're set. But that's not what inclusion is to me. I think it's really about pushing the envelope and asking hard questions and asking, like, is this group able to be supported? Does this group have what they need to thrive at this institution? And if not, then how can we make it so that they can? Today, I want to take some time to thank agents of change in our community who are willing to look beyond what is and fight for what could be. We see you. Thank you so much. My name is Carolina Silva. Today's International Women's Day. It's been a pleasure being here with you.